From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
Oh, we're back? Sorry, I didn't know we were back. We were watching Stetson Bennett's beautiful performance on Good Morning America.
It's all right. Keep listening to a little Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
It's like 8 minutes. We can do the whole song.
Stetson Bennett's appearance on Good Morning America.
I'm generally a GMA viewer, but this morning I saw part of it. I didn't see that interview. I saw they have several people who work for the staff there who went to Georgia. They were hamming it up.
Well, he was ham something. Yeah. He was ham-murdered,
I think.
It had
been a big night for Stetson.
That's right.
He did the entire interview at about a 20 to 30 degree angle.
A little leaning
sideways.
He looks pale, too. He looks like Team Edward from Twilight or something.
He does have that view, have that look to him, man. And then he's,
I'm going to take this opportunity to publicly say I was wrong. I did not think Nick Saban was going to lose to Stetson Bennett. Nick Saban had lost twice in the college football playoff in the championship, and it had been to Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson, and I did not think Stetson Bennett was going to get it done. And he wasn't the reason they won, but he was a part of it, and I was wrong. I think it's a great story. I'm glad for him. I'm glad for a player who, you know, lived his dream and stuck it out. He didn't go to a junior college because he wanted to get away from Georgia. He had to go try to get better and play football, whereas everyone else in the world
play
was just
some quarterback.
Yeah, living in the transfer portal. So I think it's a great story. But the defenses last night, especially Georgia's defense, were incredible. And if, you know, listen, Alabama, Bryce Young threw some dimes, and they were getting dropped. And it would have been a different story maybe if they'd have caught some of those balls. But
or if their best receiver hadn't got hurt.
Yeah, and he's not even – their best receiver didn't even dress for the game. Yeah. I mean, it's this was Alabama's worst team probably in 5 years or something, and they still made the title game, and it was a minute-to-go game. I mean, it just is what
and
it is.
He wasn't the reason that they won – but he would have been the reason if they lost.
Might have been, yeah.
And I think that's where the emotions come from, is from all season, throughout his life probably, but definitely
more performances against Alabama.
The SEC championship game.
And last year he was awful.
Last year, and even in the game, there were people calling for him to be replaced when he fumbled the football on the absurd attempt on 3rd and 8 to throw the ball away when you're getting sacked. On 3rd and 8, just take the sack, man.
Bama got the whistle last night. They every little kind of review thing, and I'm not saying the plays were wrong, but they just, you know, it worked out in their favor. That play where Bennett fumbled, had they called it an incomplete pass in the field, probably wouldn't have been overturned.
I do want to go back to something you just said, though.
Yeah.
When you're like, just take the sack. If he takes the sack, everybody's criticizing
him. What are you doing?
Because he was outside of the pocket. It's like, all you have to do is throw it away.
Well, at that
and
point when you're
just
going
trying
down.
To throw, yeah, he was just trying to throw it away. Like,
I'm just saying, like, at that point when you're going down, just tuck the football. But I get what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, that is the smart play, to throw it away when you're outside the pocket. And maybe he underestimated how quickly Alabama's defensive linemen get to him.
It just kind of slipped, you know?
Yeah, it's that's some high-level defensive talent, especially. The offensive talent on the field last night wasn't what it has been for those teams. They're just whatever the cycles of the classes
Brian were. Robinson, like they keep telling the story about how waited his turn. Yeah, I mean, he was the backup.
Yeah,
and
wasn't good
he's
enough.
He's not in the caliber of those guys.
And
then
even
the two
kid,
receivers being out.
He's only a 4-star running back. I mean, what's the point
of that?
The
kid who got hurt, the receiver who got hurt, isn't near the caliber of, like, 5 Alabama receivers from the last 7 years.
But he is a top 10 prospect for the draft before tearing his ACL. So.
Sure he is. They all are.
But no, okay. I agree with you. I don't think that he's Jerry Jeudy or Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle.
Freshman Bryce Young isn't as good as they've had at quarterback. He's good, and he won the Heisman. But
and
he won the Heisman
year and the year after, he very well might be the best of all of them. But
he might still be
a freshman.
But right now, he's not, and he won the Heisman because no one else was any good this year. I mean, there was, you know,
this was a tough Heisman year.
Yeah, if you put him in some of the last 10 years of Heisman, his numbers weren't going to
wasn't quite an Eric Crouch Heisman, but it was not just a banner Heisman
he had
trophy.
A fine year, okay, a fine year. But
it's no Jason White Heisman Trophy.
Jason White had a much better year compared to the rest of the country than
I'm just
than he
messing
had.
With you, Tom.
He also was able to fit the Heisman Trophy in his pants as well with those jeans that were Jenga jeans or whatever.
Don't worry about that. But Alabama shouldn't have been in the game last night. I mean, they weren't probably really good enough to be in that game last night, but they ended up winning some of these games that they probably should have lost because they do have talent everywhere. And Nick Saban is
awesome.
Because
the Auburn guy just didn't run out of bounds.
And the Auburn guy didn't run out of bounds.
Right.
Or go for a two-point conversion.
He ran out of bounds. Yeah. He didn't stay in bounds.
I mean, awful LSU had them in a fourth-quarter game. I mean, they're great, right? They made the title game. I'm not being some sour fan of everyone else in the world.
Kind of sounds like you are.
But this Alabama team right here would have gotten crushed by the 2019 Alabama team that wasn't even good enough to win their division.
Because they lost to an all-time great LSU team.
They lost to LSU.
But also with the number one overall pick in Joe Burrow. That's my overriding takeaway from last night is if the Georgia Bulldogs lost, it would have been about you're not beating Nick Saban without a big-time quarterback. Yeah. Because in the college football playoff era, Nick Saban's only losses are to high-level quarterbacks. Yeah. The lowest level of quarterback that he has lost to was Cardale Jones to Ohio State mm-hmm. in the semifinals.
Semi game, yeah.
And Cardale was awesome.
Yeah, that day.
They won the national championship the next year with Jake Coker. Then they lost to Deshaun Watson, won the national title on second and Tua mm-hmm. in overtime, lost to Trevor Lawrence, mm-hmm. didn't make the SEC championship game because they lost to Joe Burrow mm-hmm. and LSU, won the national title, and then got beat by Stetson Bennett.
Yeah.
And to me, that's where, because Georgia was the better team, but there was such a mismatch at one position, and it was a large mismatch, that if Alabama were to overcome, and typically they're not the ones having to overcome the talent, because Georgia, I think, was a more talented team. But if they're able to overcome that, especially when Jameson Williams goes down without Michi, I think Georgia was really the more talented team. But there was such a disparity at the quarterback that if Alabama goes and wins that game because the quarterback was making plays, even though they could not run the football at all last night, could Alabama, then that would have been the take is, or the view from me, is that you might be able to recruit at the level of Alabama and maybe even have a better 1 through 84 or 2 through 85. But if you don't have that guy, you're not beating Nick Saban. And so
if you have that guy, you may still lose to Nick Saban.
Right.
Because Deshaun Watson lost to Nick Saban.
He did.
And Kyler Murray lost to Nick Saban in the Sima game. You know, so they beat a lot. Mm-hmm. Alabama's the best, all right? And I love listening to Will Harris, you know, when he's on with Seren. He's been saying this kind of done for Alabama. And eventually it's going to end because Nick Saban's not going to do this forever. He's 70 years old, all right? He's just not doing this forever. And if Georgia wasn't going to do it this year, they may not do it for a little while because Alabama, I don't think Saban's leaving this year or next year or anything like that. And they're just going to be better next year than they were this year. This was the time you were supposed to get them.
Yeah.
And they didn't get them, you know?
In the SEC championship game.
So they got them.
And then they got them in the championship game.
But the rest of the league didn't get them. I mean,
yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I do root against Alabama because I've had enough of it, okay? So I just don't want to see them in there all the time because I think many times they got to win a national championship after they had lost to a team in their own division and got to play them again mm-hmm. one time. I mean
but that got us the playoff though.
It did.
So I'll take that.
So
it
that's
was
good.
Kept Oklahoma State out.
Yeah, and it's garbage. Mm-hmm. Garbage.
Yeah.
Because that Oklahoma State could have beaten that Alabama team. Or that LSU team.
Yeah, but who cares about the Big 12 to you, right? I mean, you're an SEC guy, so your
really
SEC brethren
SEC,
win the national championship and also lose the national championship in the same year.
Here's what I'm not going to do as an SEC guy. And I'm not rooting for the other SEC teams to win anything. That's not the way it works
in
college fandom.
I don't understand that in the SEC when you're a lesser team and you're like, SEC. Like, yeah, but they're better than you. And now they're going to continue doing that
better.
Because they're more successful than
you. That was the tough
one
last night. I mean, because you know what Alabama is? If you're someone who's a fan of trying to get better than that, maybe you just let them win that game. Because what you don't want is Georgia to get better. Because then you got two things sitting there.
I mean, rooting for a team that's in the East, one of the things you could take solace in being the SEC was, yeah, but you're not on the side of Alabama. You're on the opposite of Alabama, and you were able to win a couple of divisions because it is the weaker side of the conference. Well, now the SEC East has an Alabama in Georgia. Yeah. I truly believe that because they do have the number four overall quarterback from the 2021 recruiting class that was a freshman there at Georgia this year, which some people were saying, put him in for Stetson Bennett. Just freaking play him.
He didn't even play this year. Like four snaps. He must not be any good.
I mean, Kirby Smart raved about him all the time. With him as a scout, how awesome he is, and the things he was doing.
They had so many big leads. I guess they're trying to keep like JT Daniels happy too. It's hard in the quarterback game today, but you got four games you can play the kid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I didn't play some more.
I am surprised about that.
Who was initially committed to Oklahoma and then decommitted because he's from Georgia.
His
granddad, I think, died or something. He just couldn't get that far away. So then when he decommitted, they offered Caleb Williams, then Caleb Williams comes, and now he's going to go to Southern Cal. This is actually crazier than NFL free agency.
Oh, yeah.
Because NFL free agency, you can't be a free agent until you've played for a while, and now it's like,
you got contracts in 3-4 years.
Six months, you can go.
Things like that. But, I mean, point being that if there is an Alabama in the East, it's because they're recruiting at Alabama's level, and if this quarterback is the real deal, well, now they're doing what Alabama did, which is then adding the quarterback to the mix when they would always win in spite of the quarterback position.
Kirby Smart has recruited good quarterbacks. Okay,
Justin Fields.
Jake Fromm was a highly recruited quarterback. And Jacob Eason was a high. Jacob Fromm played the National Football League this last week.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, Kirby Smart did choose him over Justin Fields. Bad mistake. Because I think they probably would have
didn't
been
he choose
better.
Him over Eason as well? But that was sort of six and one, half a dozen, with Fromm and Eason.
Jacob Fromm was a Stetson Bennett type leader, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's what he chose. But they've had, I mean, these are, that's three NFL roster quarterbacks.
Yeah. Drafted quarterbacks.
You know how many people in the world would love to have someone who just got a thought that he might get to go to NFL camp? There are plenty of colleges that don't even have that. He just hasn't had Tua or, I mean, even Jalen Hurts or
Mac Jones.
Now
Bryce Young, the number one player in the country. You know,
A.J. McCarron fits more of the mold of some of the guys.
Greg McElroy,
those guys. But they,
Jake Coker, he won a national title.
Brody Croy, that was before his time.
Yeah, they did.
Because Jake Coker was the quarterback that beat Clemson and Deshaun Watson. They were that much better across the board that Deshaun Watson couldn't carry Clemson over Alabama when Jake Coker was on the other side.
That was a wild game, wasn't it? Was that the other title that Alabama won? They returned the kick.
I don't even remember that name.
No, that was
the Coker guy. I don't even remember his name.
Well, they had two crazy games. Right, that was the one where they had the onside kick.
Yes.
And then they returned the kickoff in like the third quarter
or what? But
which national championship was it for Alabama that they won? That wasn't the second and two. That was the one before that.
You know, the wild thing. You think about Georgia. It's like running backs is what they've had. You look around the NFL. It's Sony Michel and Nick Chubb and these guys who are stars in the National Football League, and they haven't quite kind of gotten that. Maybe they have that now with Dalvin Cook's little brother or whatever, but they haven't had that guy in a couple of years, but they've had so much on defense, so much.
They're so fast.
And they're huge.
The way those guys move defensively, it's just...
They're huge, and that's what when Missouri joined the SEC, or now Oklahoma and Texas are joining the SEC. You look around, and you're like, well, the big fat guy who plays in the middle for our team, even some of these big guys who have gone on and played in the NFL from these schools, they don't look like some of these guys.
Yeah, and Jordan, it's not fair that Jordan Davis was a 3-star recruit.
No, he was 4-star in Rivals, 3-star in 247.
I go by the cumulative.
You're going cumulative?
Cumulative of all of those combined.
He was too fat, apparently.
That's right. And then he develops into a top 10, top 15 pick in the NFL draft. But on defense, here are not the rankings in just the 5-star, 4-star rankings overall, at their position in the entire country. Here's where
in their recruiting class.
In their recruiting class, the 11 starters last night in the game against Alabama, here are their rankings. Trayvon Walker was number 29. And now I'm just going to go down. So Trayvon Walker was 29. William Poole was 28. And Chris Smith was 30. So there's three players, eight other guys. 2-3-2-2-1-3-1-4. At the second best defensive tackle in the country, the second best linebacker, the second best linebacker, Nolan Smith, the number one linebacker, Ringo, the number one cornerback when he was drafted, Kendrick, number four cornerback, C, number three a safety slash corner defensive back.
They're just loaded with
them. I mean, it's unbelievable. That level, like, those are the Alabama players typically.
A whole lot of young players in that game, too, yeah. who you're not going to see get drafted. Yeah. This May, you're like, where's that guy? Well, I mean, no, he's
we had somebody text in. We had somebody text in. It was like, the tight end for Georgia. Love to see him next to Kelsey. And I was like, well, they might draft him in the replacement of Kelsey. Yeah. He's got two more years in college.
Or the kid from Bama is a true sophomore, right? That's number 31, Will Anderson, right? He's a true sophomore. He's 20.
I thought he was coming out this year.
I don't think he can. No? I think he's a true sophomore. Okay. I think so. I can't. I'm not 100% on that.
I don't think he's coming out because part of the conversation was Will Anderson returning with Bryce Young and Will Anderson returning to Alabama
I thought
next
he was
year,
coming out this year.
What they
but, I mean,
could
he
be.
Looks like a four-year veteran in the NFL, and he's 20.
Dude, his motor is un. When they showed him rushing the passer, and then they threw the screen pass to the wide, and he turns around, and it's like he immediately runs as fast. And I know it's the national championship game, but he turns around and run, and immediately runs. He doesn't turn around like, oh, the ball's over there, let me get there.
It
was stop and running as fast as he could the other way, and he ends up making the tackle. Like,
it was some wild talent. I mean, I've watched more Georgia this year than you probably have recently because they're very good, and you watched them. That Clemson-Georgia game, the first
game of the season.
First game of the season. It looked more like ineptitude in many ways on offense, but both those teams were hitting, and they'll be probably seven guys off Clemson's defense in the NFL too, because they weren't very good this year. But it wasn't because they couldn't stop people; it was because they weren't very good offensively.
And Will Anderson not eligible till next year. Yeah,
true.
So he's a true sophomore.
Right? True sophomore.
Yeah. Yep.
So you look at that guy, and he looks bigger and stronger than many people you'll see playing in the NFL. So you. They're just amazing like that, and that's what these teams have done. And the thing you've seen, there are some transfers on these teams. There are some.
Yeah.
But guys at Alabama, they tend to kind of wait around, and they just get it, you know? There have been some guys leave, obviously. I mean, Jalen Hurts left, and they've had a few guys who are, running backs or wide receivers who have kind of gone somewhere else. For the most part, they stick around because it's better to be good there and get the coaching. That's what they have there that's turned them into National Football League players. And for some reason, they've got the kind of players who understand that and will take the coaching. They understand it's not about playing, next year and getting on TV. It's about getting a job in the NFL. They've had plenty of guys who play for these schools who weren't necessarily three-year starters.
Well, I think there is a level, and there is part of the overall development of being a really good high school prospect and then becoming an NFL player. Like, it's not just about, hey, you're at Alabama, you're waiting your turn, and if you're playing, you're obviously really good. I felt like 2015 Kentucky's team, when they had the platoon, their practices were better competition against each other than the games they were playing.
Games, yeah, almost all the games.
And that, to me, is like, you're a freshman at Alabama and you're going up against a guy that might be a first-round draft pick. There's no way you can't get better, even in practice and over the time doing that, as opposed to just you're in games and you're developing overall. Like, you're going up against NFL players every day in practice.
I remember talking to Reggie Ragland once, who went to Alabama, linebacker. Mm-hmm. He's had a career in the National Football League. He's not some star, okay? But he's still in the
ring
somewhere. And he's made money, and it's been good for him. And I remember they were getting ready. I think it might have been one of the times they played Tennessee. And I asked him about Derrick Henry. And he remembers meeting Derrick Henry when he was on his recruiting trip. And he got in an elevator, and he thought he was like the strength coach from somewhere. And the kid was like a 17-year-old freak from this little bitty town in Florida.
Yeah.
And so Derrick Henry got there, and he had to sit behind T.J. Yeldon, who was a great college football player and played in the NFL for a few years. But there were all kinds of teams going when it was whatever down it was, and they put him in. Oh, please put T.J. Yeldon back in. And T.J. Yeldon was great. I mean, he was really good. It's a little bit like there are plenty of people tell you these stories about the 80s at Oklahoma State. I hope Thurman Thomas doesn't get hurt because we don't want that – kid from Wichita getting in the game.
Barry Sanders,
you know,
even more.
You don't want this Hall of Fame guy to get hurt because this other guy's there. But Derrick Henry was like that. So he just sat there, and he got, I don't know how many carries he got his freshman year, 40, I don't know, something like that. And I don't think he really even got to carry the ball a whole lot his next year. But he knew he was going up against Reggie Ragland and whoever. Name these dudes who are all making money in the NFL and getting coached and competing in practice, and it's worth their while to do that. And that's about culture and trying to get that. And it's going to be harder for Nick Saban to do that because there are guys who, you know, you can't, as a coach in 2022, when you try to recruit a player, tell them, well, go full Dabo, say we don't believe in this stuff. But you got to somehow have a culture to where they don't care that, you know, an Alabama offensive lineman doesn't care that every offensive lineman at Texas is getting $50,000. You know,
because you're an offensive lineman in Alabama, and odds are pretty good you might be playing in the league.
Right, and so you're going to get coached and compete and get better and do all those things and maybe get to do that. And I don't know how Saban does it other than it's just very consistent in his approach. But it's amazing that he's done that. But
it's going to be incredible to see what they become once he steps down.
Yeah,
because they weren't good when he got there, and he's turned them into this. Can somebody just carry it forward because of what he's built?
No.
Or...
If you get the right guy, you can.
It's not just the program will create the guy, because we saw before Nick Saban.
Yeah, he's got 10 right guys out there who used to work there. But Kirby Smart played football at Georgia.
Yeah.
He ain't going to Alabama. Now, Dabo Sweeney.
Dabo's from Alabama, went to Alabama.
Played at Alabama. Uh-huh. But Dabo Sweeney, he may be an 80-year-old dinosaur, the way he talks about coaching and recruiting today. Mm-hmm. So he may not be the guy. I mean, Jimbo Fisher was on the staff, all these guys. There's guys out there. But Alabama is just like...
Eli Drinkwitz.
It's a step down.
True.
If he wants to make the lateral move.
It's a lateral, but kind of a down. A little bit, a small step down. But these programs... I mean, Texas with... I'm not even going Darryl Royal. Mac Brown with Texas, they won a national title. They won Big 12s. They didn't win all the time, but they had consistently... They were in the big games and knocking on the door of all that stuff. Well, they're on their fourth coach since then now. And, we know what happened at Alabama before Nick Saban was there. They weren't awful. I think Dennis Franchione had like a 10-win year. Now, they were on probation. It wasn't awful. They weren't one and whatever. But they weren't what they are now. And even Nick Saban's first year, they weren't what they are now. I mean, it took them a little while to get it done. You know, the great coaches in when they get a spot in the great spot, then they can do great things. But if Nick Saban, is he smarter now than he was at Michigan State? Well, they didn't go win the Big Ten at Michigan State. They were good, right? And he won a national title at LSU, but then he goes, I don't know, man. I don't think this is the place to get it done. I firmly believe he went to the NFL just so he could go to Alabama. That's what I think he did, because I don't think you could go straight from LSU to Alabama. I think you have a 2-year buffer in there.
Yeah.
I don't think you can go do that.
Had he chose Drew Brees over Dante Culpepper, he might have stayed in the NFL. But
maybe not. I don't know.
Or maybe he sabotaged that to make sure Drew Brees wanted to go to New Orleans and not Miami.
Nebraska was as good a program as you could possibly have in the 90s. I mean, they were beating the snot out of SEC teams in title games. And then they were still good. I mean, Nebraska played in the last Big 12 championship game that there was before they brought it back. It was a very good team. But
was Zach Taylor the quarterback on that team?
That was...
Or was he
no, that was... it was Taylor Martinez.
Oh, okay.
Taylor Martinez was the quarterback. Zach Taylor was the quarterback in 06, and then Taylor Martinez took over for about 12 years.
Yeah, that's right.
And he was the quarterback. So they weren't...
Well, then he handed it off to Adrian.
Yes, and now he's in Manhattan.
Yes.
So they weren't awful, but Scott Frost looked like a home run hire who had done it at the highest level, and they haven't made a bowl game. There are 42 bowl games. Everybody...
Makes a bowl game.
You're 84 teams out of 130... Division I teams make a bowl game, and they can't do it. So it's weird how these things kind of go. You got to get the right guy, and sometimes you got to go through a rough year when Frank Sulich only wins 10 games.
You mentioned 64 out of 66 Power 5 programs have made a bowl game in the last 5 years at least once.
And there are two.
Kansas and Nebraska?
Kansas and Nebraska are the only two to not do that in the last
That's
5 years.
That's incredible.
I love it.
Isn't it?
I mean, it's absolutely incredible.
Eat it, Nebraska fans.
And I shouldn't have said that, because I know Corey's just going to get on his high horse.
Oh, God, I love it.
I was planning on talking a little bit more about tonight's game in Lawrence. We do have Let's hear Bill Self weighing in on Roy Williams, who will be in attendance at the game tonight, and you'll be able to watch that. It's a huge pregame on ESPN building up to that. You'll be able to watch that on ESPN Plus tonight.
You can listen to it right here on
yes,
Sports Radio.
You can listen to it right at KU pregame starting at 5:30.
I'm assuming we'll probably hear some Roy Williams on pregame.
I'm guessing
David Lawrence and the guys will go sit him.
I would hope so. But here's Bill Self on Roy Williams attending the game tonight.
There is a special guest. We will have from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Coach Roy Williams and his wife, Wanda. They will be coming back. Roy contacted a couple of guys within our department and said that he really wanted to come back to Allen Fieldhouse and see a game. This happened in three weeks ago. And so certainly he's more than welcome. And, I hope that I know they will, because obviously it's a given that they will. Our fans pay homage and tribute him when he's announced and when they do a little something for him the way that he deserves to for the 15 great years of service he gave this institution.
Tribute him.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question it will be a
love
rousing ovation, standing ovation for a while for Roy Williams. It absolutely should be, but I know there's still some hard feelings towards Roy. I think Bill Self, being as good as he is, lessens that and may even make it go away. 2008 happened.
They beat him in the tournament. More than once they beat him in the tournament. Now, Roy won more titles at Carolina. But listen, they love Roy now, and I think it's great that he's coming back here.
You're going to wear a Jayhawk sticker?
That's the thing, turtleneck and a Jayhawk sticker. So
now fans weren't ready to cheer him then in 2008 when he was wearing the Jayhawk sticker. But you just beat him in the Final Four.
Yeah.
So there was a funny bit on the Zoom right after that. Gary Bedore, we love Gary Bedore, writes for the Star, and he's a Jayhawk historian. And he was asking Coach Self where he's going to sit. They were saying, I was going to sit next to you, Gary, but we wanted him to stay, It's very nice. We love Gary.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. But that'll be neat tonight. Iowa State,
for sure.
We'll find out. Listen, walking into Allen Fieldhouse is not easy to do, but Iowa State's an incredible story. Two wins last year, none wins in the Big 12. None.
None of the
Zero.
Wins.
And they, they got a lot of good wins, but they got a couple losses so far in the Big 12.
They've only got one Big 12 win this year. So.
Yeah. That's still one more than last year.
Okay. That's true.
This league, we hear the coaches all the time, this league's great, great, great. I think this league this year is really pretty salty.
Really?
Yeah, I do. You don't think Oklahoma State's any good, right?
I think they're talented.
They just beat Texas by
13,
And KU loses to Texas Tech. And
I don't think
Iowa
OU will make any noise in the postseason, though.
No.
OSU, I mean. Did I say OU?
Yeah.
I don't think OSU will make any noise in the postseason.
K-State leads Texas at halftime, and they damn near beat West Virginia on the road.
They had nobody.
Which by the way, if they miss the tournament at the end of the year by like a game or two, and it's because COVID ravaged their team and they lose to West Virginia by 3, and it's like, boy, if they'd have got that West Virginia, I don't know what the selection committee is going to do, but that's unfortunate because West Virginia was there for the taking. I think Kansas State was obviously good enough to beat West Virginia. It just was reality is right now.
Tech is opening some eyes right now, and that was pretty simple.
They play at
them.
Baylor tonight. We'll see if they open any eyes there.
Yeah,
see what they do. Baylor, I think, is head and shoulders. Mm-hmm. But I think those 2 through 7 are pretty tight. 8.
I bet Oklahoma State's probably the most talented team that misses the tournament this year.
Corey's making fun because they don't get to go to the tournament this year. But everyone else
gets
to
come to Kansas City.
Everyone else gets
to. Ridiculous.
No matter what they did. But Oklahoma State doesn't.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say the teams that Corey and I root for will not be in the postseason.
Not so fast. Someone's got a top 15
win, didn't
they?
Take that.
Come on.
It's only because it's in Columbia and Alabama just cannot win there. We play Fact or Fiction next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
That's because you guys have been together long enough now. You feel his sneeze.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we can finish each other's sneezes.
Corey can sneeze at home, and you're feeling it.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, let's get a little fact or fiction in here. We go around the room. Corey asks us a question, whether it's fact or fiction, and we answer fact, fiction, true or false, depending on how we're feeling at that time. And then most of the time we end up in a tiebreaker because of the way that Corey does his scoring. So let's go ahead and get this thing started with a fact or fiction on a Tuesday. Corey, we start with Todd.
As always, Lebo, fact or fiction, Eric Bieniemy will get an NFL head coaching job this year.
Fiction.
Beards.
I saw on Twitter that he's the favorite for the Vikings job, so I'll say fact.
He's the betting favorite for the Vikings job.
Vegas is typically pretty good, but I'm going to say fiction.
How many times was he the betting favorite last 2 years?
A lot.
I'm going to say fiction.
That is fiction. Sorry, wrong. Beards. That's a point for...
Can't believe everything you see on Twitter.
I tried.
Jason
I
and
tried.
For Todd. The ship has sailed on Eric Bieniemy being a head coach in the NFL. Beards, fact or fiction, Andy Reid should hold Tyreek Hill out this week against the Steelers.
Fiction.
Fact.
Can you imagine if they lose and he's sitting over there on the sideline?
No, I can't imagine them losing. It's Pittsburgh.
Fiction.
That's a fact.
Yes, damn right.
Jason gets the point. Yeah. They're not losing this game without Tyreek Hill. They played last time without Travis Kelce. And basically no Tyreek Hill.
You can play him like a couple snaps or whatever.
No, don't even bother. No need.
Don't even bother. You don't need him against this team.
I say you rest Kelce, too.
No, I play Kelce.
Unless he needs it.
Is this a Henny game? Is that what you're saying?
I think they would win this game if they played Chad. Like, if everybody else played and Chad Henny was the quarterback, I think the Chiefs win this game.
Is this a Shane Buechele game?
It is not.
Okay.
I don't think there is a Shane Buechele game.
What about Jordan Ta'amu? Is it a Jordan Ta'amu game?
No.
Is he still there?
No. He's not. All right, Jason, fact or fiction? Right now, Jason's 2, Todd 1, Beards 0. Fact or fiction, Kirby Smart over Dabo Swinney?
Oh, fact.
Fact.
Fact?
Wow. Like, no hesitation.
No.
Dabo's got 2.
Yeah.
Kirby's got 1.
Yeah. Kirby.
So what's the answer?
It's Kirby.
Yes.
You all get the point. We just
talked about how Dabo's lost it.
I figured there would be some debate there.
Yeah.
We'll see. Look, Dabo is changing over a lot on his staff, and college football is changing that he is not happy about. So we'll see.
Dabo's very into the NIL stuff and really embraces player empowerment.
Very
so
much.
I think he's well positioned moving forward for college football in the future. All right. Lebo, fact or fiction, Nick Bolton is the Chiefs' defensive MVP this season. Led the team in tackles by what, more than 30?
He had 112, Hitchens had 80.
Fiction.
I'll also go fiction on that.
Yep.
Man. My first instinct is fiction because it doesn't seem like that because of, you know.
This is my favorite part of fact or fiction. When
Jason
sits
on the fence.
I obviously over.
This is the time for you to take control
when
of
Jason
this game.
Goes all Curtis Seabolt on it?
Yeah.
Well, the first three I was bing, bing, bing. Those were easy. This one
should be easy. This is your guy.
I've got a 1-point lead here. I don't want to mess this up.
See?
It's big, high stakes here.
Yes, I'm up
really
three.
High
I'm
stakes.
Up 3-2. I got a 1-point lead in the first quarter. Do I go for it on fourth down or punt? I'm not sure. I am going to say fiction.
That is fiction.
It's totally made up.
He doesn't even start for this team, but he's not the MVP. This came from you and Mick's conversation yesterday. I didn't weigh in because I immediately thought that's going to be a fact or fiction question tomorrow, and that is absolutely fiction. It's Chris Jones.
Yeah, I would go with Chris Jones, but you know. Even though he hasn't started, he's been that it makes it even more impactful.
Nick Bolton's been great.
Impactful.
I'm not trying to discount Nick Bolton's impact on the defense.
Why do you hate Nick Bolton? I don't get it.
I don't. You're the one that thought he had no instincts and was a soft hitter.
That's exactly right. We've got the audio.
We actually
of me
do
saying
have audio.
It's not tongue in cheek and me being sarcastic at all.
All right, here we go, Beards. Fact or fiction? Bill Self over Roy Williams.
At KU or in general?
See, you always try to get these
I do.
Qualifiers,
I sure.
And I will never give them to you. That is just a statement. Bill Self over Roy Williams, fact or fiction?
Fiction.
That's easy for me, fact.
Fact.
This is so fiction. And
it's a total fabrication.
I love Bill Self as much as anybody. Roy's got 3 titles, all those final fours. Bill Self.
Oh, good for him.
Is an incredible coach.
Yeah. Well, he's got, I guess,
but you
got
can't
check
hold,
in 15 years.
You can't hold their resumes up and even compare Bill Self's to Roy Williams.
I'll do whatever the hell I want to.
You can.
I'll take Bill Self over Roy Williams.
Okay, Mizzou boy.
Right now.
Wait. No, that doesn't really work. Doesn't really work to call you Mizzou boy.
That's right, yeah.
I like Bill Self more than Roy Williams, but
I don't think that's even
really
close.
Not much comparison of their...
That's not
yeah, I don't think that's even
of their,
a game.
Resumes.
That's Mahomes to Henny.
To this point. fact or fiction, Jason, Creed Humphrey is the Chiefs' best offensive lineman. See what OU boy says about this here in a minute.
I'm going to go fiction.
Okay.
That's fact.
Okay.
I'll go fiction as well.
That is fiction.
Thanks.
It's a total fabrication.
Fiction. It's Joe Tooney. It's the Chiefs' best offensive lineman. So that means Jason is 5, Beards is 4, Todd is 3.
I'm losing.
Getting smoked, Todd. I will tell you, there are a couple coming up that you can get multiple points for.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. Fact or fiction, Todd Lebo, the Chiefs will play in their third straight Super Bowl this year.
Hmm.
And this isn't a trick question, like, that doesn't include next year, because next year is, in fact, next year's Super Bowl. So,
I'm saying fiction.
Okay. Beards.
I will go fact, but barely.
Okay.
I'll say fact. I mean, I'll take the field over the Chiefs specifically, but I don't know which team I would pick if it's not the Chiefs. So I'll just say fact.
You'll say fact?
That they're going to play in the Super Bowl.
Okay, yes. The Chiefs will play in their third straight Super Bowl. Yes. So fact. It is fiction.
It's fiction.
So Lebo gets the only point there. I don't know who's going to beat them, but they just haven't been consistent enough.
They don't feel great right now.
It doesn't feel...
I don't like all these little lingering
injuries. I love that they got a game that they can't lose in the first round.
That helps.
That is very helpful. Because if this had been the Chargers, then it would have been like, hey, any of three rounds they could be beaten. At least now it's only two
You
rounds.
Don't have to mark that, Beards. What? You just you said, because I love that they have a game that they can't lose. Beards reaches up and marks it.
Don't have to mark that, Beards.
I swear to you, we had better not have to pull that audio.
I don't want
to
cut it, but it's there in case I need it.
Done that twice in the last 2 minutes.
We had better not have to pull
they
that audio.
I don't want to. Chad Henne can win this game.
All right, we've got 5-4-4.
Worst loss in the Andy Reid era if they lose on Sunday.
5-4-4. Jason is leading right now.
Yeah.
Beards, fact or fiction? The first part is fact. Today is Alexander Hamilton's birthday. This is where it comes in. You can either say fiction and automatically get your point, or if you say fact and can name what comes up here, then you can get 2 points. Today is Alexander Hamilton's birthday. You can name the series of essays that he and James Madison and John Jay wrote that defended the Constitution before its adoption.
Fiction.
Okay. Beards gets a point. Jason?
Fiction.
Okay. Lebo?
Fact, the Federalist Papers.
Look at you!
No, I did the wrong one. Oh, my goodness.
You said you can name it, and you said fiction.
I know. I meant to go fact, and... so stupid.
Did you know it was the Federalist?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks for you.
Yeah, that sucks. I got a point. He got two.
Yes.
I
don't make the rules, Jason.
Oh,
I just know.
I'm just so stupid.
I also make them, but...
Yes.
He's not a strong listener.
But I do. Oh,
he listened one time in class and learned about the Federalist Paper, but he did listen to Instructor Anderson.
My wife got me a bound copy of the Federalist Paper.
So annoyed by that.
For Christmas. It was one of my Christmas.
I'm like, I know what it is. Fiction. You can't name that. Fiction. Yes, I can.
All right, here we go. Jason 6, Lebo 6, Beards 5. Where were we at? Jason, fact or fiction, Ben Roethlisberger will make the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
That's fact.
Yeah, it's fact.
It's fact.
That is fact.
Fact.
Didn't know if you guys might think my animosity towards Ben would skew
answer. Honest about these things.
I am.
You do the truth.
I am. It's
almost
always
the truth.
Yeah, fact or fiction, I always find Corey to be honest with this game, that's for sure.
Fact or fiction, Lebo, Alexander Hamilton was the founder of the New York Post and the Coast Guard.
I think that is a fact. I think that he had some prolific things happening. I think that's a fact.
Okay.
I only watched that thing once.
I'll go fact.
Okay.
I actually have no idea on this, so I'll just go fiction.
I don't either.
That's a fact.
Damn it.
Founder of the New York Post, founder of the Coast Guard.
It seemed too specific.
He's the first guy to do page 6 in the Post, I think.
Is he?
Yeah. Scuttlebutt.
So that is Lebo 8, Jason and Beards both with 7.
Monstrous comeback here.
It is.
Last place.
Lebo knows his history.
I'm going to be so annoyed if the Federalist Papers is what catches me, is just getting the fact of the fiction wrong part.
Here we go. Beards, fact or fiction, Ja Morant's block was better than LeBron's block.
I didn't see LeBron's, but I'll go fact.
No. You saw LeBron. Andre Iguodala.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Game 7.
Okay, I got you. Fact, I think it was more athletically impressive.
Okay.
I don't even have to answer this. You know my answer. My answer is a set of eyes that I have, and that matter. Go ahead.
So you're saying fiction?
We don't know what you're saying.
He's saying fiction.
LeBron's is
He's
better.
Not even qualifying it with
so
an answer.
Yes. Now I'm thinking too much about this because It is fiction, but I know
but
that you'd like to do this with Jason, so I'm going to say fiction.
It is fiction.
Okay.
No way.
It is fiction.
See, he's being very honest.
Beards is right. Athletically, I enjoy watching Jaws block more, but it was game seven of the finals
sure. The
to wrap up a title.
The stakes of Jaws' block were huge.
Yeah.
All I was going for is it looked cooler.
Blocking Avery Bradley in a meaningless regular season game. Versus LeBron's iconic.
I wouldn't immediately go and say Ja Morant was more athletic.
Oh, boy. Now we're going to start a fight.
LeBron chased him down and how high he had to get up
You're right. He almost got as high as Ja Morant did on his block.
Yeah. Ja Morant's
Ja blocked it higher on the backboard and his chin almost hit the rim. Or almost hit the backboard.
His head hit
the
backboard.
Jason so mad right now.
Well, I mean, lots of NBA players.
Jason, I gave it to LeBron. I gave it to LeBron.
I know. I'm just saying.
Now you're arguing.
Turn his mic off.
Now you're arguing the wrong side of this.
No, I'm not.
So what you're saying is you need to get the point the other way.
No. I didn't say it wasn't. I said I wouldn't be so quick to just immediately say that it was. I'd give it a little more thought.
Jason, read Jason's new deal. Take the W and move on.
Read his.
I'll take the W, but I'm not just
publication. The LeBron papers.
All right, here we go. We've got a two-pointer.
We
got
to go.
A possible two-pointer here.
Okay.
Because this one, you can say...
Listen.
I know.
Again, you can say fiction and get your 1 point, or you can say fact, but you have to be able to give me the answer.
Right. Fact as if I know the answer. Okay.
You can give me the name and office held of the man who killed Alexander Hamilton. Jason. He was a public servant at the time he killed
him. I know. The Office is getting me. And I've never seen the play, but The Office is getting me. I mean, I know the name, but I don't want to take a chance on the getting The Office wrong, so I'll just say fiction.
Okay, so you get your 1 point?
Yeah. I'm going to say fiction because I'm not 100% sure the name.
Then
No, I know the name. I'm going to say.
You automatically win by saying fiction.
I'll say fact then to make it drama?
No.
I'll give it a shot.
Why? You can win by saying fiction. Beards, what's your answer? You have to go fiction.
No way.
He needs to say fact and guess.
No way.
I get
no idea.
Okay, Beards gets 1 point.
He's not.
Lebo, are you going for it? Or?
No, I'm not. I'm going to say
Lebo wins.
But it's Aaron Burr.
It's Aaron Burr.
Yeah.
He wasn't Secretary of the Treasury.
He was not. Alexander Hamilton.
That was Alexander.
Not at the time of his death. But
he wasn't.
Aaron Burr held a public office at the time he actually pulled the trigger and shot Hamilton.
Yeah, I wasn't confident enough.
Neither of you have a guess?
No.
He was Vice President of the United States
of America. I was almost
and
said
he
Vice
murdered.
I feel so stupid.
It's not murder.
Treasury Secretary.
That was a duel.
That's stupid.
Murder, Todd.
It's not murder. It's a duel. Murder. It's sanctioned.
Is it murder if you get in a boxing match and someone dies?
He murdered him, Todd. He shot him.
You sound like a simp for Alexander Hamilton.
I am. Alexander Hamilton is one of my...
Not going to miss your
one
shot.
Of my, one of my historical heroes. Mm. And not just because of the musical, which is great. But...
A lot of people's historical heroes since they watched the musical.
Yes, but
who's
the
this guy who's on some
of
this money? He wasn't a president. That's what the people who see that.
He was not.
Yeah. Everybody on the money is a president.
Just ask Nate; he'll tell you about
especially the $100 bill. The best president. The best. That's why he's
win?
On the 100.
We didn't have a tiebreaker because I
no
won.
No tiebreaker needed.
Nope. Lebo gets 10. Jason gets 9.
Can we
Beard
do a tiebreaker afterwards anyway?
No.
No, we don't need a tiebreaker.
We can do life lessons.
Let's do that next.
We haven't done life lessons in a while.
We'll do it.
Life Lessons with Lebo brought to you by the new 312 Shandy. Combining the flavors of 312 Urban Wheat Ale and Italian Lemon Ice. Now available in stores.
Pledging their love to the ground.
Way out west there was this fella. Fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of
Todd Lebo.
At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. And he never had much use for it himself.
This Lebo.
He called himself the dude. But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about
Lebo.
Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's
Todd Lebo.
Kansas City.
I hate Lebo.
La, 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 all right, so, it's the New Year's, and we didn't get a life lessons last week when right after the New Year's. So let's get some life lessons.
This one's a little morbid, but, you know,
all right, well.
Lebo can handle it. Sorry, I was about to cough right as I started talking there. Hey, Lebo, if you found out you were going to die on Sunday, what would the rest of this week look like for you?
Work.
Well, I guess you'd want to go get on a plane and go somewhere, but that may not work.
So you're probably not coming in tomorrow, right?
No, I won't be in tomorrow.
You're done for the...
Yeah, I'll be done for the day.
Put in your resignation.
I'll give you guys some passwords, some stuff. And I'll be over. Take off driving somewhere.
Where are you taking a flight
to? I probably get canceled. Might as well just drive. I don't know. Yes, just take off and go driving somewhere.
You don't want to be stuck in an airport when you got 5 days left.
I'll just go driving. I don't know.
Drive down.
Somewhere warmer.
Through Mexico, Central America.
Maybe. Get all the way
down
to
the Panama
Canal. Yeah, that's, you have to stop there. You can't get all the way through.
I know.
Can't do it.
Very quickly, Lebo, do you believe in New Year's resolutions?
No.
Yeah. Just
what is yours?
To not have one.